Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see, though, the toxicity comparison. I'm particularly curious about what they see, and I mentioned this at the meeting, because ever since carfilzomib has come out, there's been this issue of cardiorespiratory things, this dyspnea that some patients get. It hasn't really clear to me at all what's going on. I'm curious what your thoughts are nowadays about that phenomena. Do you see that with bortezomib?
So we don't see that so much with bortezomib. Bortezomib, actually, given that we're doing it once a week and giving it subcutaneously, it's extremely well tolerated. We do end up, I think the most significant dose-limiting toxicity of bortezomib is the neuropathy, which really doesn't come on until you've used bortezomib quite a bit. Carfilzomib, on the other hand, we do see this immediate sort of cardiopulmonary symptoms. You do see issues around fluid overload. A lot of this can be mitigated, though, if you watch the amount of fluid you're giving and give the drug a little more slowly. But there are patients who will have issues around respiratory distress, hold on to fluid, swelling, and so on and so forth. I think we've learned how to give these drugs now, and once we are able to manage their toxicities, patients are able to tolerate them quite well. Also, I think it's to do with the dosing and how often you give the carfilzomib. So there is a lot of data which is coming out now on the weekly dosing of carfilzomib. We're going to much higher doses, and we've increased the infusion times of the carfilzomib. So I do think over time we will understand how best to use these drugs and mitigate some of the toxicities associated with them.